Some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey.
A lot of drama this weekend.
Drama filled.
Is there background music anymore? Do we still do the background music?
Well, let me just...
There it goes.
I'm listening.
Let me just say...
You might need to change that beat.
Can you turn me up a little bit?
Oh.
I single-handedly saw my cousin go completely insane. And he's still, after 10 days, still in a mental institution.
Who, Kevy?
Completely insane. Yes. And Boof saw Mum do the same thing. Like, Mum was fucking manic depressive, bipolar. She was on lithium, everything in the book. Like, she would run out of the house naked, screaming at the top of her lungs, and everybody had to come and rescue her and, like, throw a blanket on her and shit. And Kevin is doing the exact same thing. Basically, is what happened was, he was working outside with my uncle, Kevin, and he's the son. And they were out working on the yard, mowing the lawn, whatever. And big Kevin left, and little Kevin stayed. So he was sipping on beers, he stayed overnight, whatever. Next morning, he was asking what we were doing that day, and I said that, you know, the porn star Gina Lynn. Well, she's having a barbecue party. Like, he thought it was going to be like a porn party, like everybody's all fucking and everything, but it was just a simple barbecue with like chicken and a moon bounce.
Right.
So it's just porn stars in the day off.
So he shows up shitbag wasted thinking it's going to be a porn party. So every girl that walks by, he's rubbing his meat hooks all over them. Oh, and then every dude that walks by, he wants to fight them. So it became to the point where I had to leave early because he was so out of control that we made it to the note by, like, I'd say midnight. And as soon as we walked in, there was this girl sitting at the bar, and she was solo. She was just by herself. So he comes up, tells her she's sexy or whatever. Then the boyfriend comes up and goes, yo, why are you hitting on my girl? He's like, how
Christ.
The fuck am I supposed to know it's your girl? She's sitting there alone. What, am I supposed to look around and at everybody and see if she's taken?
Yeah.
I saw a pretty girl sitting there, and I'm telling her she's pretty. Ooh, sorry, you know.
Yeah.
So now he's getting ready to fight this dude who's kind of a local. He tells Donnie, kick this fucking dude out. Now I jump in. I'm like, he ain't going anywhere. If anybody's getting kicked out, it's going to be you because he's my cousin and he's fucking staying. So now, dude, he got into a fight with Dunn. He got into a fight with
that
Cameron.
Night?
Him and Anthony, the bouncer, had a chokeout session against some car, poking each other's fucking eyeballs out to the point where the next morning his eyeball was still crooked. He had like a Don Vito wandering eye.
Who got their eye poked?
Both of
them.
They
both did.
Who had the crooked eye at the end?
Kevy did, but Anthony was. I saw him looking in the mirror of a car, like trying to adjust his eye too. Like they, like the left arm, both of their left arms were against their necks, and the other right arm was poking each other's eyes out.
Big Anthony?
Yeah.
Holy
so,
shit.
Yeah, so then I was trying to reason with everybody, like, Kevy, please calm down. Like, I was going to throw a glass through the window at the note, and Jocaso stopped me and held me back. And Kevy sees Jocaso hold me back, so he wants to come up and fuck Jocaso up when we're just all together at Gina Lynn's house being friends.
You know, like in Terminator, where like the guy's got a target on anyone? That's what it was, from one person to the next.
I made a code word with him that was called Cincinnati. I said, Kevy.
Oh, you put one in my movie.
No. Oklahoma.
No.
He does it to
no,
me all
he's
the time.
Oklahoma.
Oh, you're Oklahoma.
I told Kevy, Cincinnati. If I say the word Cincinnati, that means that you're out of control and you need to calm down and keep quiet.
Did he agree to this?
Yeah. Then 30 minutes goes by, he has no clue what I'm talking about. He's seeing right through me. He can't even comprehend Cincinnati, let alone he didn't even know where he was. He's just trying to fuck everybody up. So then the Hummer pulls up, tinted windows. I couldn't really tell who was in it. I thought it was Seth, but it wasn't. So I chuck him in the back of the Hummer and then drive him back here. They go back to my house, and I am apologizing to everybody at the note who he kind of just fucked up.
he
beat the shit out of everybody.
Yeah, for those of you listeners that don't know, little Kevy is a force to be reckoned with when he's drunk. I always avoid him when he's drunk. If he's drinking, I leave the party. He's very intimidating, and Hannah summed him up one time and said, oh, little Kevy, you mean the dude who just gets drunk and wants to fight everybody? Like, that pretty much sums him up. If he's not drinking, he's a nice kid. The but nicest. Man, he's, you do not kind. Want to fuck with him. I've well, seen him knock out. You know,
his nickname is Prison Punch.
He'll still beat the fuck out of you, sober or drunk.
Yeah. Dude, I honestly think
call his girlfriend
either
a bitch.
Him or Evil Jared. Kevy is probably the toughest person that I've ever met. And I think that he wants to go back to jail. I don't think he's ready for society yet, and he feels like he needs to go back to jail, so he's just getting in any kind of trouble he possibly can till he goes back to jail. But anyway, he comes back here. I spend 20 minutes apologizing to everybody at the note. I come back in. Sean McDermott pulls up with Dave DeCurtis.
Oh, Lord.
And Sean McDermott's intro to me is, "What's up, Bam?" And then he taps me in the nuts, and I go, ooh, like that. Kevy sees that. Yeah. He runs from across the room, knocks Sean McDermott's lights out, and then
face
he,
right.
Yeah, side. Right in his fucking face. And then he kind of gets up, like, whoa, and like all dizzy and shit. Yeah. And then he goes, "Don't fuck with my cousin." And then he just walks off.
Jesus Christ, dude!
You think it's a combination of mixing like hard alcohol,
dude? Or... I don't know, but. Like I know that there's a lot of PCP in Marcus Hook, and I'm not saying that's what he did, but maybe, just maybe, he did loads of PCP and went completely fucking bonkers.
Allegedly.
Or he didn't do anything at all, and he's just completely nuts like Mum-Mum.
I think he's nuts, but not in Mum-Mum sense nuts. Because I think Mum-Mum got her nuts.
Well, he's going that in that direction. Okay, so then, when he wakes up the next morning... I see him and Jacasso pull in from getting breakfast, and he got him a pack of smokes. They're friends. Yeah. Five hours goes by. He calls up Mohawk wanting to kill him because he goes, "I was eating out some girl, and you and Jacasso were tapping your dicks against the back of my head, and I'm going to fucking kill you. Your day's coming. You don't worry, because it's going to be fucking fast, but you're going to die."
He threatened him over the phone.
Yeah.
Threatened his life.
Yeah. Mohawk got so scared that he started up his car at my house and left. Yeah. And like,
change his name from Red Mohawk to Dead Mohawk. That's how serious.
He shaved his he dyed his mohawk blue to disguise himself.
So then he goes home, tells his 7-month pregnant girlfriend that he was eating out some girl, and she's like, "What?" So I'm thinking that he sobered up like 9 hours later and realized what he just told her, and then changed the story to there was no girl and I didn't eat any girl out. I got raped by Mohawk and Jacasso. So then he goes to the fucking Avondale Police Department to prove it to his girlfriend, I believe. And he does the whole rape kit, everything, like everything. He's dead serious on it. Like, I really think that he dreamt this and he's sticking to the story. Like, he honestly thinks that it happened. And then on the way back, he thinks that his girlfriend is fucking somebody else. So he tears his entire house apart, like every last room, tearing it apart, looking for some dude that isn't even there. Then he gets into the car with his girlfriend, jumps out of a moving vehicle, tumbles to a stop, and then beats the shit out of the first person he sees. And then that's when Kevin, his dad, took him to a mental institution.
Can I ask a couple questions to clarify things?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot to ingest here. And I've seen him go crazy before. And sometimes when people are under a great deal of stress, like,
well,
I'm
he
sure,
is. He's,
like,
he's pregnant with a girl that, you know.
And he doesn't handle alcohol very well.
And
so,
he doesn't seem happy.
So sometimes when people are like this, life becomes like. You know, did you ever play Mad Libs?
Yeah.
You know, you fill in the nouns, the adjectives, the pronouns,
yeah,
and it creates a skewed version of reality. Sometimes people under a great deal of stress do that with time and events, and they create situations out of figments of what actually happened. Let me ask you this, Jacasso. Without going into too much detail, did he eat any girl out?
No, there wasn't even any girls there that were
the only girls that were here.
Anywhere near him,
the only girls that were here were all taken. Veronica was here.
Girlfriend.
Allie was here. Selena was here. They're all married or have girlfriends.
So there was no girl. There was no girl to be eating out with. I wonder.
There wasn't.
I thought it was. Dude, I thought it was fucking funny at first. I'm like, what? Kevy thinks that they were slapping. What? This is insane. Like, I thought it was hysterical. Now, I'm just, like, completely upset. And I think that, like, I'm bummed out because I think he's mentally, like, insane. Day-Day, his cousin, went to go see him in the mental institution. He wouldn't even hug him hello because he didn't want anybody to think that he was a faggot.
How are the police treating the case? Is there an investigation?
Dude, it was fucking CSI at my house 2 days ago. There was there's five undercover police cars here, and there was five state troopers here. It was fucking CSI, like with caution tape and shit. They had a search warrant for my house. They took the
envelopes
tapes from,
and shit,
they
and
took
gloves.
All the digital tapes from the kitchen. And I'm trying to tell them there is no footage because the footage doesn't exist because it never happened. And they were like, "Well, you need to prove that." I'm like, "How am I going to prove if footage doesn't exist? Like, how do you prove
the burden of proof?" Yeah, like, no. The burden of proof is not on you. The burden of proof, number one, is on the state, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing
is... the state can pick it up, right?
No, the state has to prove that it happened. Okay. I mean, that's the way... Number two, you know what's kind of upsetting about this is... I don't know if you guys have known people involved in rape cases, but normal people, it's not funny. Normal people who are involved in rape cases, like the police don't get really this involved normally. And you kind of have to wonder, is it because it's a celebrity situation, or do they send five undercover cars and have search warrants and stuff to every person who's accused of rape? I don't know. I've never heard of this before.
Well, I'm 110% sure that nothing ever happened. Oh. And I mean, if they want to take my tapes, go ahead. And you know what? They did take a tape that says Budapest on it, which I don't know why they'd want to look at a tape that says Budapest, because if that's in Hungary in Europe, there's no reason to look at it. But if they do look at it, it's a porno of me humping my ex-girlfriend.
And me probably shitting upside down.
Well, I wish all of you luck in this, and I wish the police luck with the investigation. I really hope the truth comes out.
It takes 45 days for the rape kit whether they know it's the truth or not. So
well, I'm sure it's very complicated for the police to conduct this investigation.
Dude, they took the sheets from both guest rooms. They took the dildo stuck to the wedding photo, and then when they were looking around, there's a picture of you and Novak's dick with Louie in the background laughing, and one detective was like, "What's this about?" I'm like, "I don't know, dude. It was on a tour bus.
Two
like,
guys having a dick off."
Yeah,
you never heard of that.
But like, the whole reason why they're there is apparently about two dicks. Yeah, now they're looking at a photo of two dicks. Like, it was just a terrible coincidence. But
that there's two dicks in one story and there's two dicks in reality. There's two dicks just about anywhere you look. There's two dudes. Well, good luck with this, guys. This seems awfully complex, and I mean,
maybe he's not on drugs. Maybe he's coming off of drugs because when you went to rehab, you were coming off of taking 10 to 20 Xanax every day, and dude, you started feeding a flying pig.
Let me tell you how bad I got this last time. I had to go to Shepherd Pratt. I swore to God that you and Tim Glom, of all people, who you haven't even spoke to for years. You know, whenever I'm filming, I fucking destroy everything, people's houses, and don't really care about it. And for some reason, I was fine for a week, and then the second week I started hearing things, seeing things.
That's how long the withdrawal took?
The first seven days I was fine, and then it got worse.
And then it just kicked
downhill.
In?
Yeah. And so I thought you guys were getting ready to destroy my house. They fucking took me to the hospital, and when I get there, I'm thinking that... Now, this is going to sound really crazy, and it can be long, so I'm going to try to shorten it up. But I'm thinking that I went to jail because I killed this head KKK leader. So now all the KKK guys are looking for me. And I'm in a mental institution, and I'm thinking that the nurses keep walking by taking pictures of me because they're going to let the inmates know I'm in there.
That's what Kevy thought. He was looking at the TV, and he thought that he was on the news about all this, about being gay or something. So he ripped the TV out of the wall. Then they put him in solitary confinement, and then he ripped the phone out of the wall. Now he's in a fucking padded room.
He doesn't do drugs, right?
That's
he
just a shame.
I barely hang out with him. Yeah. I see him outside working, and I say what's up, but I rarely ever drink with him. But whenever I do, he's always looking for a fight.
That's a shame. That's this whole thing.
Didn't you work at a prison?
I did, actually. And you know what happens is sometimes...
What'd you see in there? Where was it?
It was at the prison right around here, the Thornton, the one over in Thornton, the Hill?
Delaware County?
It used to be called Delaware County back when I was when I was running the GED program. And it's interesting because some people would rather create a very negative situation so that they feel more in control than have to deal with reality. Now, I'm not saying...
Give me an example.
An example was, was guys who would take the GED course and would take the pretest and do very well, and they'd be ready to take the GED test and
let me guess, they'd pass. Be like, fuck this GED, and then they rip it up into shreds.
Middle of the test. It was a state test. They would rip it up. They fuck this motherfucking shit in the middle of the test. They'd rip it up. They'd walk out.
In front of everybody?
Yeah. So that well, there was just me and the other. I was in charge of the discipline for the inmates, so
man,
it was just me and the other.
Fuck this GED.
Dude. And,
why? But what did it ever do to you?
Because they would rather fail the test and not take it, and for the rest of their lives they'd have to say, if they fuck pass, that shit.
Think about it. If they do good on the GED, now there's more responsibilities. Now they could go get a good job, and it creates more responsibilities.
Yeah, they're not
if they rip it up into
that.
Shreds, then they don't. They already failed it, and they don't have to deal with anything.
And for the rest of their life, they say, you know what? I could have had that shit. Fuck that shit, man. I don't need that.
Who the fuck needs it? Yeah.
And, you know, they
criminals
rather...
don't like responsibility.
Yeah.
Just picture a room filled with people. They're all quiet, taking their GED. Man, fuck this GED.
I have worse than that. Did I ever tell you about the time there was the blackout in the prison?
No.
You told me that.
Did I tell you about? Oh, this is crazy, man. It was it was back when they would have the inmates. They would bring them out into like a big dining hall, like in the old prison movies. And so there was a blackout, and it was I'm in the basement. There's no windows.
Now, were you scared?
I didn't have a security guard in there.
You were scared.
It was just me.
Just admit it, Frank.
Admit it. Why?
Here's how scared I was. Because when there's a prison riot, what happens is the prisoners take the guards, put them in prison scrubs, and when the National Guard comes and starts shooting everyone, they push them out the door, and they're the first ones to get fucking killed. The ones who aren't, you know, brutally beat up or killed by the inmates, right?
But the guards can't wear guns in prison, right?
No, but that doesn't matter because...
They'll stab them and do all that.
When the prisoners take over the fucking prison, that's it. I mean, there's no other way it's going to end. The National Guard has to come and start killing everyone,
sure, yeah,
which is horrible. Yeah. So the first thing they start doing is taking guys like me hostage. So I'm down there with 12 inmates from two rival gangs in the same fucking room taking the GED exam. Okay? So the lights are out and there's no windows. It's the basement, so it's pitch black. I mean, not even a ray of fucking anything, right? And so now we hear everyone... in the upstairs freaking out. We hear a riot going on and we're all sitting there waiting trying to figure out what happened.
Is there inmates downstairs with you or just other CEOs?
I'm in the room with 12 inmates and no guard. So I'm the first one they're gonna take hostage. So we're all listening. After about 5 minutes we hear fighting, we hear rioting. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm like, you know what, I'm not going. The first guy that grabs me is gonna get I'm gonna hurt him real bad. So I had sharpened pencils.
Right.
I took off my shoes. I tiptoed into the corner of the room, and I held the handful of sharpened pencils in each hand like this. And I just stood there, and as soon as I fucking started hearing footsteps towards me, I was going to start swinging the pencils.
Was it completely black?
Yes, we were in the basement.
Could you see this far from your face?
No, nothing. It was so dark. It's not like at
you
night.
You could have sued.
It's not at night. It's not like at night when your eyes adjust to the light of the moon. Nothing. So now.
Sounds like a Bill Butler call to me.
After about 15 minutes, finally, you could hear the guards take control of the inmates. And finally, the lights go on. And we're all looking around. And I'm there in the corner. And all the other fucking prisoners have their shoes off. And they're all fucking butted up against the walls, too. They're all waiting for the other gang to come get them.
When the lights came on, did you still have your handful of pencils?
Yeah, and we all look at each other and we all start laughing. I mean, there's nothing else you could do, but it was fucking tense. We all thought we were going to go down in bloody gang warfare. It was fucking crazy.
Jeez,
but anyway, man. Back to my original point. Sometimes the inmates would... Sometimes people would rather, if you have a criminal mentality, you'd rather create such a negative situation that you're in control of. Why do you think police are always so stressed? Because they know that, like, when they walk in on a domestic or something like that, people are ready to kill him, because if a husband and wife are going at it with a knife trying to kill each other, the cop knows that they're going to get attacked going in there. You know, it's just like people would rather create the worst situation and have control rather than have to fucking sit there and talk about it. And again, I wish all of you luck on getting to the bottom of this. It's horrible that anyone's in this situation. And I hope Kevin gets better.
Thanks.
And which obviously all for right. me a cry for help.
Yeah. The fan's blowing on your mic, so turn
okay.
my way.
Okay.
Franz, in your opinion, do you think that Kevy is completely out of his mind, or do you think he's covering up for his girlfriend because he told her that he ate some girl out and he was like, I didn't eat some girl out, I got raped and I'll go to the police station to prove it? Do you think he's sticking with that story, or do you think that he really think that it happened and he dreamt it and he's nuts, or he's on PCP or what?
I think that he kind of, it sounds to me like he kind of half dreamt it and kind of came up with a scenario. And like I said, dude, I'm sticking to my Mad Libs theory. He filled in a lot of, took a lot of bits of information, and in his mind, he created a story which I believe he thinks is real.
Yeah.
But from what Jocasta just said,
apparently he's like dead set on this, and that's what he thinks, and he's sticking to it.
I bet every dollar.
From what Jocasta just said, there was no girl at the party even willing to talk to him. Jocasta,
the only girl that was talking to him was Allie. Just to calm him down.
Jocasta, right. Were you alone at any time all night?
Did you have
not
to step
in? So you were with not even at one point you were alone. So you
I
were
was
with
so
people.
Frustrated with people showing up at the house at that point because it already had been such a shit show with Kevy the entire like weekend that I was like, dude, after that whole scene at the note, the last thing I wanted was to drag this night out into a party night at the house.
Not to mention.
So not one moment
if you
was
were,
I alone.
If you were ever going to rape a dude, why would you pick fucking Kevy, who's a loose motherfucking cannon that would murder you without even thinking twice about it?
I'm too scared to even pretend to hold his hand, like to make him pretend gay for a second.
So, Jocasta, let me just get this straight, just so straight in my head. There wasn't one moment in the whole night you were alone. You were with people every second of the whole fucking night. Well, there you have it. That's the end of the story. You were with witnesses. You can't be two places at once.
Everyone.
You have a complete, a solid alibi.
I mean, I was
around all
night.
His story doesn't make any sense, and it's a shame.
They're not going to find any DNA. They're not going to find his fucking sperm in Kevy's ass. I mean, he's fine.
Well, the police have a job to do, and I wish them luck, but it's a shame.
It is. It's a big nothing.
I mean, do you think it's out of the ordinary for the police to hear a comment like, he's completely insane, and he is out of his mind, and he really dreamt that this happened, and he thinks it's reality.
Is that too far?
You think they've heard that before?
Yeah. They've heard it, but
because that is, dude, that is honestly what happened. Like even Boof and Ape and Phil, and even his dad thinks that he's crazy.
Well, remember the day before you guys went to the Jillian party, Boof was like, "Is he okay? He's starting that crazy." Boof saw it like well before he got out of the park.
I thought it was a fucking funny joke in the beginning, and then when I see 10 CSI cars in my driveway, I'm like, what the fuck, man?
It was insane.
What the
dude.
Fuck?
Horatio hanging out.
When you take Kevy out of drink, it's like rolling the fucking dice, man.
But, like, if all this drama happens when he drinks or does whatever, smokes weed, PCP, I don't know what he does, but wouldn't you stop doing that? If you always wind up in these situations, like if you get drunk and then you wind up getting in a fight and then you wind up in jail, wouldn't you simply just stop drinking? Mm-hmm. Is it that important to keep drinking and wind up in these situations?
That's why I don't drink hard liquor. I stick to beer because I know as soon as I have one shot, my mind doesn't. I don't know what if it's my mind or my body can't filter the alcohol.
You start kicking in Phil's van.
Yeah. One shot drives me crazy. So I stick
breaking a little
so
pussy ass finger.
Stick
beer.
yeah, that
then
was
he breaks
another
his pussy ass finger and complains about it for a month.
I did not complain.
You broke a fucking pinky and went to the emergency room. What
pinkies don't
pussy.
Even count. You could chop your pinky off and it still wouldn't matter.
I know, but somebody
you still right.
Somebody
punch.
Somebody slipped me four fucking shots in a soft drink. I
where
didn't know
is
I was
that footage? Where's that
Franz
fridge?
Took it, won't give it over.
He's trying to say that somebody put four shots in a soft drink and he didn't know that he was
Franz.
Drinking liquor, you fucking liar.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
fucking,
God. I
fucking
can't
liar.
Go take a shit and get your story together.
Wait,
buddy.
How did this turn into the anti-Franz show?
Where's that footage at, Franz?
I have it.
Where are you ever going to use the band?
Yeah, but our sponsor backed out of the fucking, didn't pay me the goddamn money they said they were going to pay me, so I can't edit it up unless I get them to pay me the money. I'm not going to go promote their energy drink if they didn't pay me.
Is it because he heard you were a raving maniac that breaks your own cameras and shit? I mean, that's a guess.
I fixed that camera. That was good. I apologize for that.
I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to talk about the Jersey Smoker. There's a good story that you haven't heard yet, Novak.
Oh, really?
All right, this is Riverboat Gamblers, the new one. They just played at the note, and they fucking rocked. They're from New Orleans. This is Radio Bam Series 20 Affection.
Function.
Take it away from me. Save it away from me. You gotta action, baby.
All right, good.
And now back to real blue. Was that?
Yeah, we're back. And that was Riverboat Gamblers from New Orleans.
Oh,
they rock.
We know one person is not there, Kevy.
All right, if you go to Philadelphia or any major city and you see like some dirty bum completely talking to themselves, or actually sometimes bums talk to themselves and they listen for the response and then they argue with like some invisible response. Do you think that they really think that they're talking to somebody, or maybe they really are talking to somebody, or they just want to be nuts and they want people to walk by to think that they're nuts?
I think they're really nuts. And they don't have.
Are they on something, or are they just fucked?
They just don't have the insurance or what it takes to go get the right medication to make them normal.
I think they see things, you know? I think there's just someone there with them.
Yeah, it could be that, but it's also, it could be habitual. In other words, it just could be they've done it so many times and they're very lonely, so they do have conversations with themselves and pretend.
I talk to myself all the time.
But they actually ask questions and wait for the answer, and then they argue about why they think that the answer that they heard that nobody was talking was wrong.
do you guys talk to yourselves when you're walking around the house doing your normal stuff? How
you
many
do.
Do that?
I do.
I do that. You one, two, three.
Yeah, I don't know.
Four,
I do.
Five. Yeah. Isn't it embarrassing when like you're doing it and then you realize someone's listening and then you have to act like you're singing a song, like as if there's really a song called "Fuck That Fucking Bitch, I Hate Her."
How about when we're at the haunted Halloween? We're at the haunted hayride and Franz is in the woods taking a time lapse of the hayride and. And there's this guy just sitting there waiting for the next hayride to come by, and he's in like a scary outfit, and he has like 15 minutes to kill, and he doesn't think that anybody's around him, and he's just sitting there, and Franz just hears,
"Cock the magic dragon, it makes your cock come true."
And then he turns around, and he sees Franz, he's like,
"Whoa, man, how long were you standing there?"
Franz's like, "Long enough to hear you say, 'Cock the magic dragon.'"
Oh, well.
Wasn't that the same dude who said, haven't you ever shit in the woods before and had to wipe your ass with your sock?
Yeah, he was like, you have to, because he's talking about him being in the woods all day drinking beer, waiting for the hayride to come to try and scare everyone. So he's like, "Yeah, you know, like one of the worst things, having to take a shit." I'm like, "What do you have, toilet paper?" He's like, "Nah, I usually hold it in, but sometimes you go, you know how when you really gotta go and then you take your sock and then you wipe your ass with your sock and you gotta walk all around all day with one sock." I'm like, "No, actually, I've never done it." Because you haven't, and you haven't lived.
And you haven't lived.
I felt so lame.
What? You never wiped your ass with your sock in the wood? And you haven't lived.
I actually felt lame for like 5 minutes for not having had that experience. And I was like, wait a minute. Oh, man.
Dude, yeah. I shit my pants an hour and a half away from my house today, man.
Today?
Yeah, it was the worst.
Are you still wearing the same pants?
No, I went home. Changed.
What pants were they? They're probably mine.
No, they were jeans.
Why'd you shit yourself?
Because I thought I had to fart really bad.
Aww.
And you don't wear boxers either.
Nope.
Novak, what's the worst, what's the dirtiest your like underwear and stuff ever was as a homeless drug addict on the streets of Baltimore? Like, were you ever walking around with full shit?
Put it this way. When I would take my socks off, they would literally stand up by themselves. So that can kind of
tell you. They were just stiff from, like, sweat and athlete's foot?
Yeah, so stiff that they would, I swear to God, if I'm lying, kill me now, they would stand up on themselves.
Dude, you are minging, dude. Plus, look at his hair. Chikatsu, smell his hair. Tell me what it smells like. And dodge the dandruff.
Just wash it last night.
Dodge the dandruff.
Wash it last night. Put a little wax in there, but...
Yeah, I mean...
What about the dandruff? Is it still in there?
You smell it. I washed it. It was all feathers.
It's not bad.
Wow, you did wash it.
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it's not pleasant.
I haven't washed it
but
for like
not bad.
4 months, and I was sweating, and it was fucking itchy, and I'm like, oh, enough's enough.
Remember
so, Franz, speaking of enough's enough, when you wanted to get rid of the Jersey smoker and she wasn't getting the hint, you took her to a strip club, and then what happened?
Well, let me just preface the story by saying that the smoker from Jersey was really cool. This is like 4 years ago.
Okay.
And I you know, I mean, we had a lot of rough times when we were going out, but she's really cool.
Oh, fuck you, Franz.
But, you know, let me just say that we both were into consuming a lot of alcohol at the time, and there was a lot of just negativity all around. So, at one point, she was not the most diligent worker. Like, when she started living at my house, I was
She
just,
wasn't diligent as shit.
So I was like, look, what did you do all day, babe? You know, like... I know you didn't go to work because you only have a part-time
I was sitting
job.
Around waiting for forensic files to come on. Well, that doesn't come on for 3 hours. What have you done in the past five?
Yeah. I was like...
Sat in bed waiting for forensic files to come on.
Wait, is this Novak or the smoker from Jersey? She sounds like Novak.
Oh, fuck you, Franz. Fuck you, Franz.
So she was sitting in bed all day waiting for forensic files to come on. It's like, no, that's called watching television all day. That's not waiting, like...
Ew, man.
That's not called waiting for a show. Waiting for a show is something you do 15 minutes prior to the show. Like, you sat and watched television all day. I don't know. So, like, one time, I just was like, you know what? I was like, she's not even going to clean up in the house. Like, I'm hard at work all day. I was like, look, you're in charge of sweeping the floor. And then I just decided I was not going to sweep the floor. 6 months goes by. There's fucking a blanket of cat. Look, I got a shag carpet. There's so much fucking cat hair all over the floor. I was like, this isn't going to work out. I was like, she quit. I let her live here for free. She quit both her fucking jobs. She sits around watching television all day. I was like,
smoked in your house?
Yeah, yeah. This, I was like, dude, this relationship is
smoked
just
under the table.
Can't even get a drag around here.
Every day she always got she
during
got
a serious important
York,
meeting.
Yeah. So, you know, and I couldn't go out with her too much because the drinking was so bad,
fucking
everything, and
sweating
you know,
me
luckily
part
she's
two.
She's fine now. She's fine now, but she, you know, there was a lot of so anyway.
Fucked up and
scared.
So
I wanted her to leave, but I didn't have the heart to kick her out of the house. So I was like, well, maybe if I just start ignoring her, and that didn't help because you just watch more television. And then finally one night, we came back from a party, and I was like, dude, I gotta get rid of this girl. She's so drunk and belligerent. Like, she was mean to all my friends. She kicked Rab himself in the balls. She's not even like, she almost got thrown out of the club 4 times. She's starting fights with my friends. I was like, I just gotta ditch this girl. So I take her to, I decide to take the mean guy approach, which I've never done that or had to do it before or since. But so
you did it with me a million times.
Well, you're my other girlfriend. So I take her to a strip joint, and we're watching a stripper. She always wanted to go to a strip joint with me, and I would never take her. So finally, all right, I'm going to take you to a strip joint. So I'm like, wow, this girl's hot. Can you do that? She's like, oh, yeah, I could do that. I'm like, cool, why don't I take you home and you give me a little show? She's like, okay.
No, didn't you spend 30 minutes being like, man, that girl's fucking hot.
Oh, yeah.
Man, look at the moves on her. Can you do that? Don't hurt yourself, babe.
Yeah, well, so we get to my house.
Hey, babe! Don't hurt yourself, babe.
We get to my house, and she's about to put on this. She's about to put on this nudie show for me, and she puts the CD in.
She has like 4-inch heels on.
Yeah, she has 4-inch fucking heels on. She had all these crazy boots and nurses' outfits that I bought her.
You probably like that sick shit, Fran.
Yeah, I did. So I have miles of videotape to prove it. So she starts dancing, but the song isn't going on. The CD player is broken or something. It's not playing. So finally, I was smoking a cigar, and I'm like, you know what, babe? Don't bother. Don't hurt yourself. Don't even bother.
You.
Next thing, dude, right I feel, face. No. I just see stars, and I look, and then I see the second kick of these big stripper boots just coming right up my head. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, oh, you know, all right, it's cool. I'm going to take you to your parents' house. Fuck you, you motherfucker. You love to humiliate me.
Now this is right in dead South Philly where everybody can hear it.
Everybody knows everybody's business.
So the windows are open at summertime, and all the entire neighbors can hear is, get the fuck off of me.
I'm like, babe, I'm going to take you to your sister's house. I'll take you to your parents. Don't worry. She's like, fuck you, you motherfucker! Get the fuck off me! Get the fuck off me! Get the fuck off! And she's not getting tired. She's getting more amped up. 15 minutes of this shit, I'm like, I gotta do something. So I grab her phone and start searching through for fucking numbers. And she takes my video camera. Smash! $5,000 gone. She starts smashing shit in my house. I'm like, all right.
And then she goes, don't worry, because your bedroom's next.
Yeah, now I have nice-ass antiques.
Don't worry. I am worried if my bedroom's next.
Dude, I have like a chest from the Civil War up there, dude, with a mirror still intact from the fucking Civil War.
Like
dude.
Real Civil War shit?
Yeah, like nice-ass antique shit up there.
Oh, dude.
So she's kicking holes in the drywall all the way up. I'm
fuck
like,
stop me.
So I've never, France men do not lay a hand on a woman in a violent manner. But this time I had to grab her and tackle her and put her in a fucking arm lock and call her sister.
No, you said... If I just punch her in the back of the neck, maybe I'll just knock her out. She'll shut the fuck up and go to sleep.
Yeah, Yeah. You know
Jesus.
What?
Fucking Jeffrey.
Yeah. Dude, don't worry,
Jeffrey
dude. I've never hit a girl ever, and I never will ever again. But dude, Jen drove me so crazy.
Really?
In Finland, that like she was pressing my buttons, and she knew that she was, and she was loving it.
Yeah.
And I got so goddamn frustrated, and I drank way too much that I fucking punched her right in the face and gave her a black eye.
She's done way worse to you.
Oh, yeah, I know. She almost broke my neck, and then when I thought she was going to help, I look up, I'm like, oh, she's must going to help me over this, you know, even though we were arguing. She goes, fuck you, and then throws a glass at me, and it smashes like 2 inches from my face.
Didn't she push you in the, next to the pool where that
Yeah, I almost broke my fucking neck. That's what I'm talking about.
The concrete. Well, yeah, so anyway, her sister had to come and get her, and it was really, it was such
Wait,
a
Wait, did you ever end up making contact with her?
Yeah, well, I basically took my fist and I pushed in the back, like I pushed her with my fist, pushed her down, hope, and she's getting up. She's like, your bedroom's next. I'm like, no, I just want you to stop. It's been 45 minutes. You've wrecked everything in the house. Just stop.
So I'm going to go pop your waterbed, pussy.
So I call fucking asshole Adam Wallacavage.
Water's pouring down.
I call fucking douchebag Adam Wallacavage. I'm like, Adam, please, dude. I need an intervention. She's drunk. She
popped his waterbed.
I don't have a waterbed. I don't have a waterbed. So I'm like, Adam, please. I'm like, listen, I'm
not
in a bad way. I need you to come over here.
He has his bed and everything.
I'm like, Adam, we've been friends since we were 12 years old. I'm like, Adam, I need you to come over here and have a fucking alcohol intervention right now, please. Please, Adam, I'm begging you, please, as your friend. I've never asked you for anything. I've done so many big favors for you.
So what does
please.
Adam do?
He goes, ah, just sleep it off. You'll be fine. Just go fuck her. And hangs up on
Basically, he's too lazy to help out his best friend.
Yeah.
He lives like 8 whole blocks away. He could have easily helped.
Not even. He lives a fucking 3-minute walk from my house, that lazy fucking son of a bitch.
That guy sounds about as worthless as
and then,
your
you know
old
what?
Camera assistant. What the fuck was that idiot's name?
Takes good photos, though.
Yeah.
No, I know he does that, but what was that idiot's name who did nothing and ate all the food?
Kavanaugh.
That would be Kavanaugh.
Kavanaugh. God.
So anyway,
is he dead yet?
No, he works at a Trader Joe's and has a beer website.
Sweet.
Oh, that's sweet.
So now my question is, so she would lay in your bed and wait 4 hours for whatever show she liked? Would she smoke in your bedroom?
No. Not 4 hours.
Or however
She'd wake up, turn on the television, and wait for Forensic Files to come on, which came on at 10:30.
Forensic Files. But now I know you hate cigarette smoke, so would she lay in your bed and just smoke nonstop?
Actually, she didn't smoke in the house. That's one thing I'll give to her.
That's
she
amazing.
That's a bold-faced lie.
Yeah. No.
I she snuck a few here and there.
I let people, when there's company, I let people smoke in that front
How
room.
Could her name be the Jersey Smoker and she's not going to smoke in your house
because
while you're out at work and she knows damn well that you're not going to be back in 5 hours? She's definitely smoking in your room.
Because I could smell number one and number two. They call it a smoker from Jersey because there were cigarette burn holes in her underwear.
Ew, man.
No, I'm only kidding. Chad said that.
Cigarette burns in her fucking
Did you get
phone?
That photo that I emailed you?
The only
you
time I burn holes in my pants is when I'm intoxicated and I fall asleep with a cigarette in my hand. So she just does it because she smokes so much she forgets which one she put out and not.
But as far as I know, she hasn't had a drink in like fucking 4 years, and I think that's awesome.
That is
like,
great.
Really, dude.
She's a smoker.
I couldn't do that. Yeah.
Now, is she still smoking?
I'm sure she's still smoking, but at least she's not drinking.
Drinking doesn't smoke cancer, though. Cause cancer.
And you know what pissed me off, dude? Is fucking Wallacavage calls me up like 6 months ago and he goes, you know what, dude? You owe your ex-girlfriend a fucking apology. I'm like, what? Adam? What are you talking about? He's like, you heard me. You know, I've been hanging out with her all the time and you know what? She's an awesome person and you treated her like shit. I'm like, you know what? We both treated each other like shit and that's why we're not together. Number one. Number two, it's none of your fucking business, dude.
Right.
Why don't you look in your own backyard? You got one wife that left you, and you got another one that just broke off your fucking engagement one day after the goddamn engagement party.
What?
Why don't you look in your own fucking backyard? I was like, you're off my friends list, buddy. I was like, who the fuck do you think you are?
You're off.
And actually,
you have a friends list?
We made up.
What number am I?
Who's your friends list? Break it down.
What
top
number's
five.
Novak?
Top five.
Let's face it. Would you be friends with me?
Top
I'm lucky
five.
I have anybody on there.
Top five. Who's the first person you call when you need to talk to somebody? Phil?
My mom, actually.
Okay, number two?
Phil.
I talked to Phil.
Number three?
Who do I go for advice? Chicasso, have I ever come to you for advice?
What, gay advice?
Maybe. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, you said me and Hannah Street, we had that big argument in the Ming Hag store.
Well, you said something wonderful the other day. You said that I'm like, you're
wonderful. Big...
you've been hanging out the flavor too much.
You said I'm like your big little brother.
It's true.
And that really touched me.
I think of you as my little brother. It's weird enough.
Oh, so that makes us bros too.
So I'm in the top five?
I hate
you. You didn't. Oh, that's fucked up.
I thought you
were. I don't want the show to get all
emo. I'm doing
a Zanny
bar over all this, dude.
This isn't the emo show.
He left you out of it.
It's a real hard
show. How did I make it and you didn't? Dude, that is fucked up.
Hurt.
I love you all. I can't.
Oh, now he's gonna suck everyone's dick.
See, okay, that's the no back.
Who else you want? Who else you love in this room?
Gee, I said you're like.
He probably loves you, Bobby, and he just met you 2 seconds ago.
I think we're all brothers here. Yeah.
We had some bromance.
Sisters.
Bromance.
Yes.
Franz, how many Frenchmen does it take to change the light bulb?
Oh, God.
It takes two. One to change the bulb and one to forget to put on his deodorant and stink it up.
How many Germans does it take to change the light bulb?
I can't say that one on the radio. But I know how many Russians it takes.
How many?
It takes two. One to change the bulb and one to prostitute his wife.
All right.
How many lesbians does it take to change the light bulb? It takes three. One to change the bulb and two to make a documentary about it.
Oh! Last but final least, your best one.
My best one is, well, Chicasso is a pretty cheap guy. Chicasso is a cheap guy. As a matter of fact, if you want to see what George Washington looked like when he was drunk, just look in the bottom of his wallet.
Oh!
No, I'm only kidding, but he's just good with saving money. As a matter of fact, if you look in his mattress, you'll find that there's so many 50s in there that they'll have to call Grant's Tomb.
Grant's Tomb.
Wow.
Boo, what about G?
Boo.
What about G?
G's
an awesome guy. Like I said, he's my little brother.
Stop sucking his dick.
Well,
tell him how you feel.
Well, he's gained a little weight in the past 6 months. As a matter of fact, on the way over here, I told him to haul ass, and it took him two trips. Thank you.
Man. Dick Van Dyke.
Hey.
And for those of you who enjoy my stand-up, you'll see a lot more on the Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour to come. We have 2 Ming Hag Dream Cellar Tours coming up. I can't release the dates yet, but we are very close, ladies and gentlemen.
Aren't we going to Finland and England?
Finland and England. Well, we're going to Finland. We're still trying to get England together, but I can't release that info yet. But guys, keep your eye on the webs. BamRajera.com, BamRajera, MySpace, Ming Hag's MySpace, etc.
Since you're plugging everything like a faggot, I have a book signing this Saturday at Barnes & Noble's downtown Baltimore.
Ooh.
Now, exactly where is this place? Because I'm supposed to go, and I'm scared that like you're unable to tell me the address. Which one is it?
It's at the Hard Rock. You know where my mom lives, right?
See? No.
You can walk right across the street. It's right where we walked all around
You could talk about this off air. I'm playing him.
Listeners, so you got that? It's
him,
the one
track
right.
5, beautiful remix.
Listeners,
here we go.
Shut the fuck up.
Play it.
Radio 28.
How are we looking with that time?
Oh, you're so beautiful, yeah. And you're so beautiful, yeah. Just one touch and I'm on fire. One touch and I'm crying. Cause you're so beautiful. Just one smile and I'm wild.
8 seconds left of the song.
Radio Band.
We're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Fashion.
Oh, yeah, we're back. That was him. That's remix. Great. Beautiful. I'm here with Matty J, Joe Franz, Shit Goose, Jocaso, and Novak. And Franz.
Yes, sir.
Now, you have a neighbor who's a carpenter. Huh. And what did you just hear?
Well, as you know, in South Philadelphia, the walls are very thin. And he's a very skilled carpenter and an awesome guy, but...
Stop sucking his dick.
So he's building something in his basement. So you're hearing sawing, you're hearing, you know, you're hearing the drill, you're hearing the grinder, you're hearing the sander, you're hearing hammering all day, and he's whistling. I'm working in my basement, I can hear him in his basement. I can hear him finish at 8 o'clock at night. He's like, woo! He's showing his wife. He's like, yeah. He's like, woo!
And you can hear everything plain as day.
Yeah, yeah, because it's in a basement. Like, the walls are thin. So you can hear him pop a beer, sipping the beer, looking at his work. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, man. All right. Now to take it upstairs.
Woo!
And you hear him logging it upstairs. Boom. Boom. Put all the way up the stairs. And then you hear... Fuck! fuck! And I'm like, what is wrong? I go over there to find out what the fuck is going on, because he seems, I've never heard him like that. He's so upset. Apparently, he failed to measure the turning point of the doorway between his side cabinets, and had built this monster shelf, the most beautiful shelf I've ever
and
seen.
And it was so solid, and he built the whole thing to the point where, like, you can't take it apart. Like, it was already built solid. Like, you can't undo it, what you just did.
He couldn't get it up the stairs. It was too fucking big.
So, he didn't do the proper measurements at all.
No, and it was too big to get him to take the whole fucking thing apart again and redo it upstairs.
Oh,
it was so
the best part is he was so extremely happy 10 minutes before. He's like, woo! Alright!
Yeah! I didn't even look at it.
Hey, babe! Go check this out!
I built this with my bare hands!
I built this shit with my bare hands! Woo!
Party!
Fuck!
How old is this guy, Fra?
He's in his mid-40s.
France?
It was so sad.
What a wonderful neighborhood.
Then again, it was very entertaining.
Your walls are that thin, really.
I mean, it's weird. It's, like you can, they're not, it's not that they're thin, but you hear, like, there's gaps in the brick.
You just eavesdrop.
You can hear an echo. Yeah, I just eavesdrop. Thank you, Novak.
So, Novak, did you hear about my overdose?
Bits and pieces.
I had an alleged overdose.
This is what I heard.
I heard about that.
Basically, what did you hear?
That you ate 12 over-the-counter pussy-ass sleep meds, which wouldn't do anything to you.
Nah. All right, here we go. So, I was arguing with Missy. We're friends now.
Okay, yeah.
She's right next to me.
She was on the call the ambulance, right?
This is what happened. I went on a 4-day bender to forget about it, so I was drinking nothing but, like, Jack Daniels and maybe vodka and Gatorade.
Sounds good.
I didn't eat for 4 days straight, and all I was doing was taking Adderall and drinking whiskey, and my body was so dehydrated that it just completely shut down. I had an irregular heartbeat and everything, and then Missy wouldn't call me back, so I threatened that I'm going to swallow this entire bottle of Ambien, okay, which was like 12 of them.
Yeah.
But I only took 3, but I said to her that I took 12. So she didn't even call me back. She just called a fucking ambulance. Now Seth comes up, knocks on the door, says that there's an ambulance coming. I'm like, Jesus Christ. So then I go barf up the 3 pills that I already took. And then by the time they got there, I was trying to convince them that I was fine, but they didn't think that I was fine. I was like, dude, all I need is sleep. I haven't gotten much sleep. I've been on a 4-day bender. I've been drinking nothing but whiskey. I haven't eaten a goddamn thing. And I've been taking Adderall as well. So
That's probably took you.
So they're like, well, what about this 12 Ambien? I'm like, that's what I told Missy to get her fucking attention. I didn't take the 12 Ambien.
You took three.
So, yeah, but then I barfed it up. Well, yeah, it kicked in, but I barfed it all up. And then, so they said that I had an irregular heartbeat. I go to the hospital. They do all these tests. They kept me there. They said I was be there for 5 hours. I was there for 2 fucking days. They gave me saline. They flushed out my entire system. They said that I was, they gave me saline for 10 hours straight, and I didn't even piss yet, which is like...
Wow.
Not
completely.
Good.
Yeah. Like, my body needed the water so bad.
There was another problem they found your mom told me about. I don't even know if you're aware of it. Apparently, when you don't drink enough water and you do all that crazy shit you were doing on Nitro Circus, your muscle, one of your muscle fibers deteriorated enough where it separated and got in your bloodstream.
Right. They're taking water from the muscles.
Yeah.
The body.
And had Missy not called the ambulance and had you not gone to the hospital, that muscle fiber may have gotten caught in your heart, my young friend.
High five for saving my life, partner, babe.
Nice
you got a
job,
great wife.
Number one. Number two, you guys know that that's really not the healthiest way for you to get your wife's attention now. You do know that.
I was on booze, Franz.
That's, I know. You don't think right.
You're still responsible for your actions, even when you drink.
But that's what that was my plan before I even started drinking. I was like, I'm going on a 4-day bender, and all you guys are doing the same with me. So we... went on a 4-day bender.
I got the fuck
out
of
Dodge. The
next
time you want to get your wife's attention, try roses.
Yeah. Because meanwhile, the world is...
Hey, no wonder you're single and lonely and you're going to die as a old man. What the fuck? Go give a fucking homeless kid advice.
Relationship advice.
Let him get worse. Dude... Even
dude,
I
that
know
shit spread.
That
dude, they thought you over. I mean, it was on television. It was on the TMZ, dude.
Well, and his mom saw that.
Well,
shit.
You know, they call Ape because all the radio shows have her number or whatever. I don't know, but they call her up asking for advice. They and everybody thinks that she's like a
they're covering it up.
What do you call it? Oh, I can't think of the word right now.
Your alibi?
No. No. I can't think of the fucking word.
In denial.
In denial. Thank you, shit goose.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, at least they're
like,
didn't answer,
it sounds
though.
Like apes in denial. That she says, like, yeah, he was on a bender and then he took one Ambien. One Ambien. They thought I took 12. Wow.
Jesus Christ, if I was here, I'd have been interrogated for hours on that one.
Did you see that? It's all Perez and TMZ and stuff.
Yeah.
How does TMZ get their information? I wonder who called them and told them that.
Somebody from that.
Dude, they
could they write whatever they want because all they do is say, sources say.
Yeah.
Sources say that Margera took 20 Ambien. But that's not true, though. It wasn't 20, it was 12. Well, sources say.
Can you sue over that?
Well, no, they can't reveal their sources.
Can't do anything.
Yeah.
Sources said.
A good journalist can't reveal his sources, Novak.
Sources say.
Well, yeah, ever since my hospital stunt, I haven't drank since. So
all right! 8 whole days! Woo! Let's go out and drink and celebrate.
We
will not.
You owe yourself a fucking. This is cause to celebrate. Beers all around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's get some Jack and Crown Royal while we're at it.
But you're tearing it up.
Fruit shot of Crown.
I'm seeing a lot more skating out of you, which is exciting for me. See?
Because that saline made my muscles feel better. Dude, they were so tight.
Water is pretty cool.
Dude, my muscles were so tight that I actually was stretching before going skating, and I stretched 1 inch too far, and my whole fucking hamstring popped out.
Like an old rubber band.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so what, the next
That's what
day,
they said. They said that my muscles were, like, dry rotted.
Like, when it starts getting all, like, just plastic.
So, the next day when you came to, you said, I'm out of here. Pablo Picasso just joined us.
The Colombians here.
No, who's the big drug lord?
Juan Pablo Escobar.
Pablo Escobar in the house. But then they said the next day when you woke up, you decided you were going on CKY tour for a while. Is that what you did?
Yeah, I went to Arizona to try to forget about shit, but I sobered up real fast and everything hit me like a brick wall, so I hopped on the first flight back the next day.
I did shit like that.
Plus, it was hot as fuck there. Like, even at nighttime, like, it was unbearably hot.
Where, in Arizona?
Yeah,
it's fucking
terrible. I don't know how people live there. Like, they say, like, nobody even goes outside in the daytime. They just try to find air conditioning.
It's like 115.
It was insanity. Like, I wanted to leave instantly.
How did they live there before air conditioning? That's what I would have fucking
done. Ask the Indians, homo.
Okay, I will.
All right, well, then go do it.
Fine, maybe I will.
All right, I will.
Or Bin Laden, since you swear you know where he lives.
Chinese mountains. Northern.
I want to look this up on the
internet. Didn't they find, like, Bin Laden's son and killed him?
Did they?
Didn't hear about it.
They found one of those guys' son. Right, isn't that right?
Sources said.
Sources say.
Wait, what's that thing where the senators and those rabbis were involved with all those?
In Jersey?
I don't know. I heard something real quick about it on the way over here. What was that?
It's a smoker from Jersey.
what happened?
She's
there,
probably bargaining with a car and just smokes for some sand dick.
Going on in
explain this political situation, G. The fans want to know.
I can't. It's too much to talk about.
Fans
right now.
Fans want to know.
I don't think they'll care about that. Mayors from Secaucus and Hoboken got busted
Secaucus
in like a gambling like extortion scheme in Jersey.
You don't think they'll care about that?
There's like seven calls lighting up right now about that, dude. They're loving this.
Hey, are there any calls?
Well, we have 1 minute left, idiot. Should have said that earlier.
I like
dude, get
I
smarter,
like calls,
man.
I'm a big fan of the
yeah,
calls.
Yeah, hi. I listen to your show all the time.
Hello, caller.
What's your question?
Hi.
Hello.
What's your question?
What's your name, caller?
Is this
are
Bam?
We talking to somebody?
What the fuck is your question, kid?
Is this Bam?
What's your question, kid?
Hi. I have all your Viva the Fans on my iPhone. And I enjoyed this.
What's your question, kid?
I enjoyed the rape story today. I learned a lot about this kind of a thing.
Allegedly.
Alleged. And sources say that this is the end of the show. Goodbye, everybody.
Later.
I love you.
Did it work? Pussy Bats track 2. Cool. They're from Germany.
Thank you, caller.
This is a demo, so deal with it. Sounds Radio Bam Series 28
Facts. Everyone, have a safe time.
What the fuck is that? Have a safe time.
Be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.